She hated the title First Lady, preferring to be known by the name on her calling cards, Mrs. Woodrow Wilson. But for some months at the end of 1919 and beginning of 1920, Edith Bowling Gault Wilson held the most political power of any First Lady in history. Even today, by the simple fact of her marriage, the First Lady is one of the most famous and publicly scrutinized women in America. That was dramatically more true 100 years ago, when many fewer women had the opportunity to achieve national prominence in their own rights. Yet the role of First Lady comes with no job description, no constitutional duties or legal guidelines. She is, therefore, a blank slate for the projections of a critical public. As scholar Molly Mayer Wertheimer puts it, all First Ladies become symbols of American womanhood, and as such, they are expected to conform to the public's image of the ideal woman of their times. But the times, of course, they keep a-changin'. So not only can a First Lady rarely rely on the precedents of her predecessors, but sometimes the public's expectations change in real time while she fills the role. Edith became First Lady when she married President Woodrow Wilson at the end of 1915, after the death of his first wife, Ellen. Unlike wives who rise up through the political ranks with their husbands, she didn't have the luxury of an on-ramp to national attention. She had to develop a public persona overnight. She chose the role of devoted second wife, living only for the health and success of her brilliant husband. She also wanted to be known as a gracious social presence, in contrast to the earnestly awkward first Mrs. Wilson. Edith was praised for her choice as soon as the engagement was announced. Mrs. Gault is regarded as a woman of rare beauty and charm, the Washington Evening Star wrote approvingly. Those who have known her best predicted today that she would be, as the First Lady of the land, a popular hostess, as well as a comfort and support to the president in his daily work. If she was hoping to reflect the 1915 feminine ideal, she chose her image perfectly. But the years Edith served as First Lady, 1915 to 1921, saw profound changes in women's social roles. World War I required women to take on traditional male jobs and do them well. Suffrage activists pushed for recognition of women's rights, not only securing the vote, but also challenging the notion that public life was the exclusive domain of men. And while Edith was never a suffragist, she did take on more public roles than any First Lady before her. She was the first to stand behind the president when he took the oath of office. She was the first to accompany her husband on business calls with cabinet secretaries. She was the first to travel abroad while her husband was in office. She was welcomed and celebrated by royalty in England and Italy in a way no leader's wife had been before. She was admired globally for her public visibility, which was all still very much in the service of her husband, never for her own agenda. When she accompanied her husband to Europe in 1918, one English reporter gushed, "No queen could have had a more queenly manner. No great lady could be more gracious. No woman more utterly winning than President Wilson's wife." Edith kept that clipping in her scrapbook.